God put your greatest miracle in your greatest mess. You got to sweat in the dry places. And the Lord told me to tell you, you've gone as far as you can go by yourself. God said, I want you to have sweat equity, because if you don't sweat, you won't take care of this. I want you to put your back into it. God said, dig it out. So Jehoram, who is the king of Israel and has not wholly followed the Lord, he's been better than his father Ahab. He's torn down the statues to Baal, and he's torn down the high places, but he has not wholly followed the Lord. He hooks up with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And he hooks up with Jehoshaphat because Jehoshaphat had the hookup. Jehoshaphat had a relationship with God. Jehoshaphat didn't wait till he got in trouble to call on God. Jehoshaphat had an anointing on his life. Jehoshaphat knew what a true word from God was. Jehoshaphat had been a praying man. His ways had pleased the Lord. He hooked up with somebody who had favor. And he knows that he cannot go against the king of Moab by himself. And he gets the king of Eglon. And these three kings are strategizing how they can't defeat the king of Moab by themselves, but as a team, they can defeat him. And the Lord told me to tell you, you've gone as far as you can go by yourself. Come on. You've gone as far as you can go by yourself. God is going to put you in a circle that's going to stretch you. And they may not be people who always agree with you, but God is going to use them to catapult you into the next dimension. These three groups of people weren't even the same kinds of people, but God's going to bring you into a place where somebody's going to finance what he prophesied was going to happen in your life. And somebody's going to open up a door that takes you into the next dimension. And the Lord said, if you don't expand your relationships, you're going to get defeated where he promised you to have victory. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. Let me apologize to all the people this message don't fit, because this is a prophetic word for somebody who's trying to think like a king and not like a pauper. And if I'm talking to you, I want you to open your mouth and make some noise in this place. Fist bump somebody and tell them, I'm building for expansion. I'm not building for approval. I'm not building for you to like me. I'm not building so you don't hate on me. I'm building for expansion. I know you don't understand it because you're still back in the depression, but I'm building for expansion. And you know what? I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching to those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't even call what I used to call a problem is not a problem. What was a problem has become a normal because I have learned how to spread the weight over a team, which means even though I'm afraid of you, I'd rather let you in and get the victory than stay by myself and be defeated. Y'all don't hear me. I'm talking to somebody. Who am I talking to in this place? Jehoram is the king of Israel. And Jehoram has decided, we're going to go by the way of the wilderness. And he gets out in the wilderness and says, the Moabites are going to kill us. You know, you always got that friend. They said, child, I feel sorry for you. You ain't going to make it out of this. You should have stayed where you are. You should have played where it was safe. You always got that friend, that Sanballat, Tobiah sort of friend that's trying to get you to come down off the wall. You're not supposed to be up there. You can't do that. You can't have this. You can't have the other. I remember when I first moved to Dallas, we were looking at a house in a particular neighborhood, and a friend of mine told me, said, oh, you can't buy in that neighborhood. They don't allow us in that neighborhood. I said, they may not allow us, but they're going to allow me. Because I'm going to buy this house. Slap somebody and tell them I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to break a rule. I'm going to break through a wall. I'm going to break through a barrier. I'm going to be the first one. Since Anita, I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to go where my grandma didn't go, where my mama didn't go, where my sister didn't go, where my auntie didn't go. I'm breaking into another dimension. I'm going to be first. I may have to learn how to dress. I may have to learn how to walk. I may not know who to call. Who is Elijah? I don't know who Elijah is, but I'm going to meet him today. So they are out here. Can I preach this? So they are out here in the wilderness, and the place is dry. Anytime God is gonna get ready to really bless you with a promise, you have to go through a dry place. If there's anybody in here that's been in a dry place, it's because you're getting close to the promised land. When the children of Israel were going to the promised land, they had to go through a dry place. A dry place is a sign that you're getting close to the milk and honey. When you're tired and you're weary and you're frustrated and you don't have what you want and you don't have what you need, it's because God's got you in the wilderness. And if God's got you in the wilderness, you are closer to the promised land than you've ever been before. So while Jehoram with his carnal self was trying to tell them that they were going to be defeated by the Moabites, Jehoshaphat said, is there a prophet in Israel? This is why you got to have a great man of God. I got to have a great man or woman of God. I can't have no deadbeat man or woman of God, because when I need a word from God, I need a word from God. I need a word from God on Sunday that gets me ready for Monday. I need a word from God that makes me drop my notepad and throw my hands up and praise God. I need a word from God that shows me which door I need to walk in. So they call Elijah. And Elijah came out the door and he saw Jehoram and almost went back in. He said, because I wouldn't even deal with you. I wouldn't even deal with you. You've been serving Baal. Your mama served Baal. Your daddy served Baal. You led Israel down the wrong path. I wouldn't even deal with you. Except you got Jehoshaphat with you. Jehoshaphat had the favor of God. Let me tell you what's going to get you at the table. They may have the money, they may have the land, they may have the title, but you got the favor of God. Oh, God. Shandobokosha. Shandobokasha. Hallelujah. You got 2 minutes left to give God some praise. You got 2 minutes left to give God the glory. You got the favor of God. 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 Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop acting pitiful. You got the favor of God. You might not have had no mama, but you got the favor of God. You might not have had no daddy, but you got the favor of God. You might not have a degree, but you got the favor of God. You might not own a Porsche, but you got the favor of God. Everybody in here that's got the favor of God. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Make some noise up in this place. I may have lost my job, but I didn't lose my favor. I may have lost my car, but I didn't lose my favor. I may have lost my husband, but I still got the favor of God. Hallelujah. Where my Jehoshaphat's at? Make some noise in this place. Your eyes have not seen, nor your ears heard, the things that God has in store.
I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm knocking
down. You have value and you have worth.
God's grace is sufficient.
That's enough.
Generational curses to generational blessings. I want to talk to some real women.
The women that will walk in faith.
You can get healed in here.
The place where you are going to stand tall and see the glory of God.
I'm not who I was. I'm not who I was. Woman, thou art loosed.
People who operate business out of emotion will never be successful. So you're weary and well-doing. Maybe that's not emotional. Maybe that's tired. So maybe let me go at it another way. If it's not a feeling like an emotion and it's brought about by exhaustion, that means I'm not doing it right. That means I've got too much weight on me and I need to divide the responsibility. I found out that too much stress doesn't mean I shouldn't go forward. It just means I need more structure. So because this stage has been built to hold a certain amount of weight. Now we actually can drive a car out on this stage, but we gotta add more structure. So if the floor starts bending, it doesn't mean that it won't hold the car. It means that we have to put more structure up under it or it's gonna crash. If you're weary in well-doing, you may need more structure. The other thing, I'll give you one more tip. The only way to expand how much pain you can take is to be exposed to it. Sometimes we get weary because we're not used to where we are, and our ability to have longevity has to expand. At no time have I ever walked away from something because I was tired. You hear my wife? my wife hollered, no. I could be so tired, my eyes were crossed. But when the bell rings, and this is my motto, when the bell rings, come out swinging. And so the moment they say, and here he is. Welcome to the T.D. Jakes Show. I'm so glad. Listen, go right into what you do, which is discipline over feelings, okay? And you don't want your feelings. Everybody has feelings. I have deep feelings. I just don't want them driving. So Jehoshaphat said, send for the minstrels. And he said, let them start playing music. Marcus, start playing me some music, or whoever's playing. Yeah, play me some music. Yes. 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 When I asked him to play music, I was sending Judah first. Because when you start praising him on the instruments, it provokes the prophetic utterance to begin to flow in the room. And even though Elijah was a prophet, he still needed an anointed minstrel, because when the minstrel is anointed, it releases the word of God to flow. It's like water breaking in the womb of a woman, and God opens up with a word that you couldn't get before because the water just broke. Slap somebody and tell them the water just broke. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. This is what he says, and this is important. This is the most important part of the text. I'm just now getting to the point. Thus saith the Lord unto you, dig ditches in your valley. Now, Lord, this ain't no time to dig. I'm already thirsty. I'm already dry. I'm already empty. And you want me to dig? Why don't you just dig? Why don't you just open up the ditch? Why do you want me to dig? God said, I want you to have sweat equity. Because if you don't sweat, you won't take care of this. I want you to put your back into it. I want you to put your sweat into it. I want you to expend some effort into it. I want to see calluses on your fingers. I want you to have an investment so that you won't let no devil take your anointing away from you. I want it to cost you something. I'm not Santa Claus. I'm not coming down the chimney to give you something that you don't have no sweat equity in. Dig ditches. Dig it out, 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 dig it out. God said, dig it out. My question, my problem was, when you study it out, the valley was actually a dry riverbed. It's where water used to be. And I said, Lord, it's where water used to be. Why didn't you just restore it to what it used to be? He said, tell my people, I am not going to restore, because if I restore, I'll just bring you back to where you was. So I want you to dig ditches in the valley, because what I got for you is more than what you ever had before. I want you to expand your capacity. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Watch this. I don't know whether to preach or teach or holler or scream or stand on my head. My God. But while you was laying on the floor, God was expanding your capacity. While you was walking in new doors, God was expanding your capacity. While God was giving you influence in new places, God was expanding your capacity. God's expanding your relationships. Now he's expanding your capacity. You've gone to the limit of being exhausted, but what used to exhaust you don't exhaust you anymore, because your capacity has grown to another dimension. I'll go deeper than that. What used to hurt me don't hurt me no more. Devil, if you gonna use something on me, you gonna have to use something better than what you used to use. Because what used to send me home crying don't send me home crying anymore. Who am I preaching to in this place? Expand your capacity. If I had time to teach, I'd teach you that God always responds to our capacity. That's what he means when he says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. He said, I will fill you to the level of your capacity. If you're not hungry for much, I won't give you much. That's what he meant when he sent manna down from heaven. The Bible said, according to their hunger, God sent the manna. He doesn't want you to waste it. He wants you to have the capacity to receive on the next level. That's why you ought not be jealous when I get 12 loaves and you get 5 loaves, because God gave you what you can handle. I want to talk to my hungry people. This whole thing started with God filling capacity. When God formed Adam out of the dust of the earth, he created capacity. He created him with lungs so that when he was blowing him, he would have something to fill. God feels capacity. When the woman was about to die, the Bible says she told him to borrow vessels. And as long as there was capacity, the oil flowed. When they ran out of capacity, the oil stopped flowing. When God made the tabernacle, he filled it with furniture. When he made the holies of holies, he filled it with glory. When he made the day of Pentecost, he filled it with the Holy Ghost. Wherever there's capacity, God will fill. And I just want to know, is there any capacity up in this place? Is there any capacity in this place? Does anybody have any room left? I know you've been blessed, but if you got the capacity to go to the next level, lift your hands and open your mouth and holler. Holler in your living room. Holler in your house. Holler at your kitchen table. If you got capacity, get away from them folk that don't have capacity, because they'll try to drag you down to their level and make you satisfied with what they're satisfied with. You got to go up a little higher and find somebody who's got capacity on your level, who understands your appetite, who understands your drive, who understands your hunger. Because when you get around somebody who's got your capacity or more, they can offer you something that other people can't offer you. You have been running around with people that's been draining you because they didn't have no capacity. All they could do was borrow from you. But you need to get in a bigger room so that you can go to some place that when they preach, they fill you up. When they teach, they cause you to overflow. I'm looking desperately for somebody that's got capacity to go to the next level, because the Lord told me that he's getting ready to expand somebody. Can you handle it? Type on the line, I can handle it. Shout out your mouth, I can handle it. Shout out your mouth in the balcony, I can handle it. Open your mouth and holler, I can handle it. I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to receive it. I'm ready for it to happen. God said, dig ditches in your valley. Expand the capacity, because I'm not going to do an encore to an old miracle. And fill the river to what it used to be. Because if I only fill it to what it used to be, it could dry up again. God said, dig ditches in your valley. Oh, I'm getting ready to get good now. When they dug ditches in their valley, I thought maybe God would let it rain and fill it up. But then he says, this will not be natural. This will be supernatural. Watch this, watch this, watch this. There will be no warning. The prophet said there will be no wind. There will be no rain. You won't see it coming. You can't wait till the rain comes and starts digging. There will be no wind. There will be no rain. You're just going to look up and water's going to start filling up. The more you dig, the more I'm going to fill. The more you open up, the more I'm going to fill. I feel a prophetic utterance coming into this place. Maybe it's online. Maybe it's in another country. Maybe it's in another city. Who am I preaching to? If it's you, holler at your boy. You mean I'm going to be in a dry place and you want me to sweat in a dry place? You got to sweat in the dry places. It ain't going to come without sweat. It ain't going to come because you wish for it. It ain't going to come because you think you deserve it. It ain't going to come because you think it's supposed to happen. It's not even going to come because you got a prophetic word. God ain't watching your mouth. He's watching your shovel. put your back into it. Because this is going to be bigger than you thought it was. It's going to go deeper than you've ever been before. This river has never been this deep. You're going to new ground. You're going to new territory. I created a river, but you're going to have to dig a ditch, because where God is getting ready to take you has never been done before. You're going to have to dig ditches in my riverbed, because God said there will be no wind. There will be no rain. There will be no sign. You're just going to look up and there's going to be water everywhere. Touch seven people and say, water everywhere, water everywhere, water everywhere. Water in my business, water in my marriage, water with my children, water in my ministry, water in my house, water on my job. When you get to the seventh person, praise him like you lost your mind. You got to be praying and rebuilding your life. You got to be praying and going after your dream at the same time. You got to be praying and humbling yourself. I'm trying to give you some principles.
Whatever the circumstance or challenge, God's promises never go unfulfilled. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive Bishop T.D. Jakes' Guided Prayer Journal, 100 Bold Prayers, and digital access to the Principles with Purpose series.
He said, whatever you lost serving me, I will give it back to you 100-fold.
For your gift of $90 or more, you'll receive SOAR, Bishop's Guide to Building Your Vision from the Ground Up, and the Remembered Favored Love Summer Tote Bag. You'll also receive 100 Bold Prayers and digital access to the Principles with Purpose series.
If it doesn't come from God, it will never happen.
Don't miss out on these powerful resources. Call or click today.
The message was just wonderful. He doesn't want to resurrect the old, but he wants to do something new.
To start digging those ditches.
Needed, much needed.
Dig it out, dig it out, dig it out, dig it out.
We are digging those ditches.
Digging the ditches.
Putting in the work.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.